Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind. I thought it was a game.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please hang out at my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on. Whether you're hiring or firing or promoting or whatever you're doing with your people, you'll find something there. We've spent a lot of time on every topic under the small business sun, but including and especially the whole HR activity that you have when you run your business, which is why we're glad to have our new friend, but not soon to not be a new friend. We're gonna get her back another day and talk to us about some other things. Alexandra Levitt is an author and syndicated columnist and especially in the area of human resources. And she's devoted her career largely to that. But she's here today to talk to us about the 2013 Job Preparedness Indicator Survey, which is helping people understand why there's a disconnect, or I should say to identify the disconnect between there seems to be a real problem between the candidates and the people doing the hiring, and what can we do about that, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is there a place where folks can find the survey?
Yes, there is. We would actually love for people to check out the full results of the survey as well as expert advice on what you can do to narrow your own gaps.
Good job. I like
successful.
That part.
And that is careeradvisoryboard.org.
All right, so check that out, folks. Careeradvisoryboard.org, and if you don't mind, we may feature that on our website.
Alexander. We would love you to. Thanks,
yeah,
Jim.
So I think this is really important stuff because it really bothers me, Alexander, to talk to a small business owner, and he says, "Jim, I got an opening, but I can't find a qualified candidate." And I'll tell you something else. We had an opening a couple of years ago. And because I've got kind of a small shop, we don't have a lot of turnover. And we put out a call for resumes. We got in dozens and dozens and dozens that didn't have any kind of reference to programs, Word, Excel, nothing like that. And even though I was pretty sure the people who sent the resumes to us probably did have some of that capability, they didn't put it in the resume.
Yeah, no, that's right. As we were saying, that's
so they were ruled
the
out.
Problem. Yeah, the job seekers are not taking a careful look at those descriptions, plucking out the keywords. They are not targeting each and customizing each resume for the position to which they're applying. And so what's happening is either an individual or an applicant tracking system, so a software program, is filtering them out immediately, and they never get a chance to highlight their story, to tell in a compelling way why they are the best person for the job. And this is small businesses, large businesses. It's happening across the board.
Well, I like I like what you said about customizing because, I remember in the old days, You'd have somebody, you'd do a resume, you'd go down to the print shop and they'd print off 100 and you'd just give them out like you were handing out flyers. Today, you can't use the same resume for maybe not even more than once. You've got to make an adjustment. You've got to highlight this area, put this skill on top where maybe it would have been down the line for another company or something like that. What do you think about role playing? What do you think about doing some research and saying, okay, this guy Blasingame is going to interview me. He's an old guy. He's probably going to be grumpy. He's probably going to think, that I don't know anything because I'm a young kid. And so I'm going to go get some, I'm going to get somebody to interview me as if it were him. Use the outline that in the job request that he put out and have somebody interview me and ask me the hard questions. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea, and Jim, this is actually a terrific example of where mentorship can really come in handy.
Mentoring.
Be able to identify someone in your industry with a generosity of spirit, meaning they like helping others, who's ideally a few years ahead of you in the industry, and be able to present them with a vision for the relationship, such as, I would love to get together 3 times and do some of these role-playing exercises where you're the interviewer, I'm the candidate, and you can give me some concrete, practical advice objective advice that your friends and family sometimes aren't able to give about right. what I could be doing to present myself more effectively in that situation. I
is it
that
research, though?
A long way.
Is it research ahead of the, if you know the company, when you, I mean, if you know, you know, if, ideally, right, you'd, I mean, typically you'd know where you're going to go, you'd know who the company is when you get the appointment for the interview. Shouldn't you, I mean, I've had kids, I've had people show up to an interview with me and they didn't even know what we did. I sent them home, Alexandra.
Well,
the interview did lasted about 9 seconds. I sent them home.
Yeah, that's Cardinal Rule 101. It's just to go on the website and do some basic research on who you're going to be talking to, the person. So you go on LinkedIn, look up that person,
right.
find out about their background, be prepared to ask them a couple questions, and, of course, the organization. Check out their website, their annual report, any news items that on Google News that they might have been in lately and be able to comment on those. I mean, these
right. And I think we may have lost Alexander there. I'm not sure, but the thing to do, folks, is remember this: if you're interviewing for a job, it's not about you. Just like if you're selling, if you're calling on a customer, it's not about you. It's about the person. It's about the person on the other side of the desk. And just remember that. And if you've got, you know, many of you listening right now are doing the hiring. But I bet you got somebody in your life who's looking for a job, and if you are, maybe you could be, as Alexandra said, maybe you could be the mentor to them. How about that? You could be the mentor of them, Alexandra. I know we lost you for a second there. Welcome back. You're back just in time to give me the website. She's. Oh, I guess we don't have her, folks. This 2013 Job Preparedness Indicator Survey. Look that up on Google, 2013 Job Preparedness Indicator Survey, and go check that out. Got to take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.